Hi again, everybody, with Tribe Manager Terry Francona. This is Tom Hamilton. Welcome to the Manager Show, the Indians and the Angels rubber match, and the finale of this series, and concludes the road trip. And boy, runs were tough to come by with those two guys going last night, Shoemaker and Carrasco. Giovanni Urshela wins it, for those of you that went to bed, a two-run home run in extra innings. And he was 0 for 16 coming into that game, Terry, and then bangs out three hits. So big night for the kid.
Yeah, and you know, it was interesting because he had had some frustrations early. You know, he stranded a runner at third. He ran into an out at third, and he was kind of feeling it. And so good for him. You know, he came through with a huge hit, and you could see how excited he was. You could see how excited the guys were for him. You know, he's kind of a unique young kid. He's a young guy on a roster with some veterans, and you can see how they gravitate towards him because how much he likes to play the game. And we were so excited just to score that I don't think we cared how we scored at that point, because, you know, our pitching had done such a good job. I mean, Carlos was phenomenal, and every reliever that came in held him down, because that's a hard game to win when you're on the road.
Talk a little bit about Giovanni Urshela. That's interesting. You talk about how players gravitating toward a rookie. What have been your thoughts to this point?
Well, I just think he enjoys playing the game so much. You see it. It's obvious. And he's got a lot to learn. There's nothing wrong with that. Sometimes he gets to a point where he swings at a lot of pitches, bad pitches. That's probably why he had that 0 for 16 you're talking about. But he also has a knack for being able to get the bat on the ball. He can fight some balls off to right. He'll show you some occasional power, as he did last night, and he plays the heck out of third base.
Terry, I don't know how you would start ranking him, and I guess there is no reason to, but Carlos Carrasco's basically had no-hit stuff in three outings where he had a legitimate chance to throw a no-hitter. You don't see that very often in one season from one guy.
No, and he's certainly on a pretty good roll. I mean, he has very good stuff to begin with, and then, you know, pitchers, like hitters, go through periods where they feel good, and he's doing that right now. And the hope is that he continues, and, you know, Carlos has done a good job of not being complacent and continuing to try to excel. That was some unbelievable stuff last night against some of the better hitters in the league.
You know, this is, I think, the third time, too, I've heard players from the other team the next day say, well, that's the best we've seen anybody throw against us, and they were saying it again about Carlos Carrasco.
Yeah, he started out the game fastball, 95, 97, and then started throwing that breaking ball. It had some depth to it, and he had the two-seamer going, the four-seamer, so he had different weapons, different ways to attack the plate. It was fun to watch. Again, I wish we'd had 5-6 runs so we could have really enjoyed it, but it was still good.
Carlos really last year kind of followed the lead of Corey Kluber almost in every aspect, on and off the field. Danny Salazar, now today, has he kind of done the same?
I hope so. I think he's trying to do that. His work has been so much more consistent, and I think you're seeing that translate to the mound. Again, still a guy that hasn't thrown a complete year in the big league, so you be careful what you say, but we're enjoying watching him figure it out.
That is Tribe Manager Terry Francona. That's the KeyBank Manager Show. Tom Hamilton inviting you to stay tuned. It's the Indians and Angels coming up on the Indians Radio Network.